Today we want to talk about using everyone's gifts to disciple. Everyone's gifts can be used to disciple. And I told a guy working here in the ministry, we've been working with this discipleship program for months and months and months, and with great success, seeing lives changed, people born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit, water baptized. And then I came into one of my friends and was talking to him. I said, we're missing some things. They're falling through the cracks. He said, I thought everything was working great. What do you mean? And what I'm going to share with you is to show you how to bring an inward church. That is a church where people are just sitting and listening to the pastor and then going home. To bring them into an outward church, that is to reach beyond the four walls of a church building. These are the real statistics. 95% of all Christians have never led anybody to the Lord, and 90% of evangelism is directed towards Christians. The church building is the most evangelized area in the world. We evangelize the Sunday school rooms, we evangelize the sanctuary, we evangelize. We would think that the church needed converting the way that we evangelize the church building. It was only in the 3rd century that the church building came into being, and ever since that happened under Constantine, reaching out to people that are lost, the church has gone inward. It's hid behind those four walls of that building. What we want to talk about is reaching out beyond those four walls to turn an inward church into an outward church. Statistically, there's only 0.5%, that's less than 1%, programs that would reach beyond our four walls of our buildings. That's saying that there's no major denomination in the United States of America today that has a plan to really reach the lost. So reaching and discipling people outside of our church building is something that it's a part of Christianity that needs to really be rediscovered, okay? Martin Luther brought in justification through faith during the Reformation, and then missions, and then in the 1800s, mass evangelism through John Wesley. But personal one-on-one discipling and evangelism in that form has never been rediscovered since the apostles. And you may be saying, well, I don't know how. Well, through this program, we definitely will show you how to do it. It's very easy. Through this program, we'll show you really through using your testimony and all of these kind of things. We'll show you how easy it is to work with people and meet new people at the door. This is the thing that I want to center on right now in just a few minutes that I have with you. This is the good news. How would you like today just to do what you want to do? Okay? Not what somebody wants you to do and you don't want to do it, but to do exactly what you want to do. That's what we're talking about. You see, when I come in with discipleship evangelism and say, look, this is what we're doing. We're touching people's lives. They're being saved. They're being born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, water baptized, and all these kind of things. People say, man, that's great. Now, if I said, now, how many of you want to go with me? That'd be about three out of 200 probably. Because the rest of you are scared or don't know how or whatever. Now, if I said, now forget it. Don't worry about it. You don't even have to be afraid. We'll go out and we'll get the Bible studies and set up discipleship for you, lessons for you. How many would want to teach? Then there would be more. There'd be 10 or 12 saying, yeah, I want to teach. Okay? But it wouldn't go beyond that. What we want to do is to show you how that every gift in the body of Christ can be used to reach the lost, to love them, to disciple them, and it will take every gift. And you know where all those gifts are found? Only in the body of Christ, only in the local church, okay? How would you like to, some of you say, man, what I like to do is I like to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I like to pray for healing and pray for things like this. Well, how there's a time in our discipleship that we could bring you in. Just for that purpose, to pray for the baptism of Spirit or to pray for healing or things like that. And some people say, well, I'm not comfortable with that. Hey, how many of you can bake a pie? Can you do that? Can you send a card? Can you make a phone call? Can you paint a fence? Can you babysit one of these single moms that we're ministering to and just give her an hour to herself so she can get out of the house? Can you do those kind of practical things? What about intercession? Some of you are called to intercede. Some of you are called to pray. Would you get together and we'll show you the people that we're ministering to and their names, and you can be praying and interceding for them, and you can be praying and interceding for the teams, okay, for the teams that are going out each week to disciple people. Friend, there is room for everyone to reach out to the lost, to reach out to others, to disciple. We've got a program here where that every gift can be used. And what we are doing at this point, even here in Colorado Springs, we're developing teams where that four people, one teacher, one teacher's assistant, is going out in a discipleship capacity to minister to people. And then we have two people in the helps ministry that's coming in behind us that is giving practical things like gifts, or do you guys have food this week, or maybe baking a pie, or maybe making a phone call, or those kind of things. Then we have people that are interceding for us and all of these things. You know what we're seeing God do? We're seeing God change people's lives. And you know why they're changing people's lives? Because people are being pastored. People are being cared for. And you know who's doing the work of the ministry? Who's supposed to do the work of the ministry? The people. You see, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11 says, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher was given to perfect the saints so that they might do the work of the ministry. And when they're doing the work of the ministry, when the church is doing the work of the ministry, not some guy up front that's called the pastor, but when he's teaching you and equipping you for works of service, and you're going out doing the works of the ministry, seeing people born again, water baptized, all of those kind of things, then that's true success. Let me just say this. If we declared war on somebody and then our president said, you know what, we've been thinking about war, we lose too many men in war, so what we're going to do is we decided that we're going to do away with our army, and we're just going to send the generals out there, just the generals to fight. The rest of the nations of the world would be laughing at us. And really, that's what's happening. The devil is just laughing at us because we've sent the generals. That is, we say, the fivefold ministry, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, let them do it. We're paying them to do it. You see? And we failed to develop an army. God wants to develop an army, and every one of your gifts can be used in discipleship evangelism. And I pray that there may be a time where some of us here from the ministry may come into your church, and we will help you and we will assist you in setting up your program and setting up your team. Because what we really want to do is we want to raise up leadership. We want to reproduce ourselves. We want to create an army, not an army just right here in our city, but an army that will reach around the world. It can be done through the things that's been developed here, through the detailed teacher's guide, through the discipleship lessons, through all of the strategy that God has given us. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me personally here at the ministry, and I'd be glad to help you all as much as I can. So God bless you as every one comes together to use their gifts to minister to the lost, to minister to the new believer, to minister to people, and to keep Jesus' commandments, to go and to disciple the nations. God bless you.